Pat, let's talk about a story I saw on the wires yesterday. There are two countries, Germany and Canada, who had serious governmental financial issues, and they have seemed to turn the tide on fiscally going in the toilet. And Lee Cohen made me aware that Russia has improved somewhat. And I find Canada interesting because I can remember back in the 80s when an American dollar in Canada went a long way. Do you agree that these companies have turned their fortunes around, and what did they do to do that?
They've had significant improvements economically. In the case of Canada, the government has reined in spending a lot more than, for instance, the United States. But Canada and Russia both are countries rich in natural resources, which can be recovered and sold at today's current high prices. So that definitely fits into the equation and helps out. But in the case of Canada, the government has reined in expenses. That's not to say they're cutting them, but they don't have an exceptionally large defense budget. As a, for example, I believe the United States defense budget is more than the next 10 largest spending companies or countries in the world on that expenditure. The banking system in Canada is remarkably stable. There haven't been any bank failures to speak of, while the United States is closing in on 400 or 500 bank failures in the last few years.
You talk about how Germany heavily capitalized its banks.
Yeah, the major banks in Canada, I'm sorry, in Germany, have been heavily capitalized far beyond anything you'll see in the United States. So when times get tough, they're going to survive. They're not going to need government bailouts so much. There was one or two significant failures of German banks a couple years ago that tended to be newer operations and practicing business in some of the way that the U.S. government or U.S. banks did. The largest banks in the United States, in some degree, are sort of agents of the policy of the United States government. And they take on some roles that prudent banking practices would not approve of. So there's that element that makes the U.S. banking system a little shakier than you'll see in countries like Germany and Canada.
You talked about how not only has Germany balanced its governmental budgets, but has minimal expenditures for the military.
That's correct. The United States, in effect, is paying a lot for the defense of many countries around the world, which makes it easier for the other governments to balance their budgets because they don't have to spend so much for defense.
You also talked about how Australia has been faring a lot better. They have a lot of natural resources that can be recovered and sold at higher commodity prices, and their proximity to the Asian markets has done them well.
Yeah, that's an advantage nowadays. It wasn't in decades past when you needed to ship the commodities to Europe or the United States. The Australian government has also been quite restrained. They actually ran a budget surplus for almost 10 years up until a couple years ago. And since then, they've had some small deficits, but the deficits are a drop in the bucket compared to what the United States is experiencing.
All right, so we talk about all these countries who at one time were in some fiscal turmoil but seem to have improved their situation. And then here Pat writes, in contrast, the U.S. is creating obstacles to recovering natural resources, financial and environmental. And you talk about how the bloated federal budget, huge deficits, extreme manipulation of the value of the U.S. dollar and various commodity stock and bond markets, the world's largest military budget by far, and a shaky banking system. No wonder we're in the toilet.
That all contributes to the problem.
Do you see the U.S., because there's been some glimpses of that, how the U.S. government may be relaxing its policies on recovering commodities like oil, gold, silver, that type of thing?
The trend is still going in the wrong direction. A couple decades ago in the United States, it took about 3 years typically from the time you found a major strike, say for gold or silver, until you had an operating mine. Nowadays, with the increased environmental permits and the greater difficulty of obtaining financing, and there's a few other problems like a shortage of geologists, it's taking about 10 years from the time you find a strike until you develop an operating mine.
So there is a shortage of geologists. We need more trained.
Yes. As the expansion, you might say, of the mining industry declined, and that includes petroleum as well, that reduced the demand for geologists. So people going to college turned away from that profession, and now that's a problem. Some of the mining companies have to wait a year or so for a geologist to become available to verify their findings officially so they can start applying for financing.
Well, Pat, we have a lot of challenges to overcome, don't we?
Yes.
Pat Heller from Liberty Coins, he's our expert when it comes to precious metals, but also currencies from around the world.